I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Yes, I'm crazy. You know that. But thanks for listening to me. I'm the Chickster, and I got to take this phone call right now. Hello? Hello, this is the Chickster.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Chickster?
Hey, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
How you doing, man?
Hi, pretty good. I'm
this is a caller from Watts, man. I talked to you a few weeks ago, man.
Yes.
I just want to call and congratulate you, even though you done hung up on me the last time.
No, no, no. I'm sorry about that. That's a Freudian slip. I mean, I accidentally slipped. No, but I didn't mean to hang up on you. The phone hit the ground, and I tripped over it. That's what I mean.
I thought maybe because you had a real black man on the phone.
No, no. I don't care if you're black or you're white or yellow or green. I love mankind.
Cool.
Thanks.
You cool.
Thanks very much.
And I do want to congratulate you on a good show. I'll be listening here at home and shit.
No, no, no problem. No problem. And if you have a lot of shit, I know a good plumber I can send over to you.
That's the kind of shit that I like from the Chickster, man.
No, thanks.
You come up with all the good shit, man. Now, if you don't mind a black man calling up and saying a joke on your show, maybe I could tell you a joke.
No, listen, I got my neck up to white shit. I'm kidding.
That's the shit I like, Chip.
No, 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 really. I like shit, too. I really, you know, I mean, what the hell? We're all in shit sometimes, one or another. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at here, man. Check this out, man.
Yeah.
What you tell a woman who got two black eyes and shit?
What do you call a woman that has two black eyes and shit?
No, what do you tell her?
What do you tell
that bitch? She got two black eyes and shit. What do you tell her?
Tell her to get her eyes poached. No, nothing.
You ought to told the bitch twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
man. Good. Well, check this out, man. I just want to call and say what's up to you, my homeboy Chickster and shit. And
right.
I want to say what's up to the listening audience and shit of the Skid Row Studios and shit.
Right, right. No, no, I understand. Maybe
sometime soon you and I can go out and grab a couple malt liquors and shit. Maybe get our dicks sucked. Know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I
get some hoes and shit.
I know exactly
burn up
what you
a couple
mean.
Rocks.
Right, right, right. We could have some soul. We could have some soul food, and we could, you know, step in shit.
Were you trying to patronize me and
our
say
hands
what?
And shit.
You're gonna say you're gonna have collard greens?
I like soul food. I really do. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat a lot of that meat stuff. But look at it. I do eat pussy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, and that's the shit. All right, Chickster.
Listen,
you have yourself a beautiful weekend.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for calling. I love you. Thanks for listening to Chickster's Nest. Please,
you're
call.
My nigga.
Yes, sir.
It's all right.
No, no.
You have license. If you want, you can use the N word and say, you know what?
No,
I got a friend and shit. He be black and shit.
No,
I can
no,
say that shit.
Listen, you can. No problem. Honestly, I understand the shit. Thank you,
you
very much. Thank
R.
you.
All you gotta do is just drop the R, man. Don't try to use that word, and then you're gonna use a hard R sound. You know what I mean? It's nigger.
Right.
It ain't nigger.
Right. No, no. I understand. I understand. I thank you for
all
calling.
All right, then, Chisel.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend. Thank you,
you
sir.
Carry on, man. Hi. Right.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, bro.
Peace.
Thanks very much.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye, bye. You've all heard.
Music radio, bye.
Thank you very much.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. All right. Yeah. All right. Smells like weed in the air, and I like that smell. I mean, I figured they fucking fisted a person in here. I mean, you know, a little weed it probably is just going to cleanse the area. You know what I mean? What's going on, guys? We are tonight. We're having Anesthetic Frank here on the show.
Hey.
Hello.
Make some beers and shit.
What's a local mean?
Play some.
Which one's return?
So the yellow one is the volume for the background.
I'm kidding. I'm an engineer.
Okay, there you go. We actually don't know. We're learning stuff. We don't have any prior broadcast experience or any radio experience other than listening to radio and liking good radio. Do you guys like radio? I mean, you work in radio, right?
Yeah, I work all over.
First of all, let's introduce the band. There's a lot of guys here right now. A lot of guys. So here, let's start right here on my left. Young gentleman right here.
My name is Charles.
Who you guys look alike?
Yeah.
Fuck. Wait, all of us? Like all four of us?
Two of you guys.
No.
Two of the other two.
I think he kind of counts.
Yeah.
Except for the eyes. He's got the Chinaman eyes.
Chinaman, wow.
Well, I did buy some Qingdao, so right here.
Yeah.
You know, right on. So to my left, who do we got here? Let's.
I'm Charles, and I play guitar.
Charles, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah? You guys feeling good from the herbal... prescription medication?
Yeah, very medicated.
So you guys do have an ailment, right? I mean, it's not, you're not just like smoking weed just because like it's fun.
I actually don't smoke weed.
Oh, okay. You don't smoke weed?
No, right. I don't.
But you do, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time meeting you guys. So Charles, you play, what do you play, man?
I play guitar.
Guitar, all right. Yeah. And then we got the drummer right there, right, Danny?
Yeah, Paparazzi on drums.
All right, man. And then we got Dan Petronillo.
Dan Petronillo. I'm bass and vocals.
Petronillo or Patronillo?
No, Nilo. It's Portuguese. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We don't do the EO. Spanish. Mexicans.
What are you trying to
do? Yeah.
I think you're outnumbered because I think Nick is... You're Mexican, right? But you're more like Spanish, though, right?
Mexican and Spanish, and I think German or French or both. But
it doesn't
count. Probably
yeah,
more Spanish.
That's like
than
he's
anything.
Watered down Mexican.
Oh man!
But we got a, our Mexican over here. Right, we're introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
So we got a Mexican of our own.
Yeah.
Chicano.
Chicano, exactly. That's what I say too. Yeah, Chicano. You know, I was born here. You know what I mean? But I don't get like white privileges or anything. I could speak. I could do white speak. I mean, when I need to, I could be like, you know, this is ridiculous. Okay, let's just get down to business. Okay. What do you play, man? What's your name?
Luis Zuniga.
We're here, dude.
I'll use that one.
Luis Zuniga, and I do psychedelic lights.
Yeah, it's for the audience who can't see in the studio because it's not a TV show, it's a radio program. It's all like psychedelic, disco, psychedelic, and
discotheque. Yeah.
It's we have because Skid Row Studios has a disco ball.
Wait till he actually starts doing it, though. I mean, this is nothing. Like he's gonna actually manually man it.
So I think tonight we're going to hear some music, and I think we have some stuff. Did Dan get here already, Jeremy?
Yeah, he's setting up.
All right, cool. It's really hot in here.
Yeah, I'm sweating like crazy, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so is it hot?
That swamp ass.
So I want to know, like, you work at K-Rock, right?
Yeah, I do.
So real quick, let's get out of the way. Like, what? Like, compare Skid Row Studios to K-Rock. I mean, how close are we to a professional radio station?
Actually,
does it actually kick the shit out of
No, actually,
K-Rock?
Jeremy has done such a fucking bitchin' job here. And, like, I'm serious. Like, sometimes you guys have better microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we don't have this shit here. Like, this little... local return crap.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I don't have that at K-Rock. But no, it's cool. We don't have Disco Bowl either. But it's pretty damn similar. I mean, other than like, you know, these are obviously tables.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are fucking pretty damn close. I'm impressed.
It is a little chunty in here, but I mean, that's kind of like our thing. You know what I mean?
No, I really fucking dig it. And I wouldn't even like compare it. I'd be like, all right, radio station, walk in, whatever.
Yeah.
Time to do radio. It looks like one.
So what do you
must
do?
Must be one.
What do you do at K-Rock? You're a soundboard?
Yeah, I'm a board operator.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Who's the biggest asshole at K-Rock?
Oh, don't get me in trouble.
Come on, man. We got to
No, man, like, I have friends from work.
I want to know who the biggest fucking jerk is. Right? Yes. Fucking like his fucking step on and shit.
I'm sorry. We have consent forms that I've signed. I don't want to. I'm, you know, maybe afterwards I can tell you, but I'm sorry. I really can't.
You know Karen Centerfold?
No, I don't.
Well, Karen Centerfold's a friend of ours. Maybe we should have invited her over here so you could.
Oh, that would have been a treat.
Does anybody in here know who Karen Centerfold is? Yeah, she's crazy, right? Well, she says that Rodney on the Rock, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm his board up.
She says that he's a racist now. Is that true?
What? I've never heard Rodney say anything racist.
He's the most famous person that you had sex with.
Kurt Russell.
What the fuck is?
Do you have a drop of her?
I'd go down on him and I would play with her ass.
Oh Jesus!
See,
I have met adult filmmakers that have hired girls to make it have sex with dogs and donkeys in Brazil.
Brazil?
Wow.
That was Karen Centerfold on the More Music Radio Pod. I think that was our first episode, wasn't it?
Wow. What a
Yeah. Do you listen to any of the other shows on Skid Row Studios?
We actually used to come down to Pinata Hour and just hang out a lot. That's how I first met Jeremy and everybody here.
Yeah.
We met Lee because we played with Fantastica like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And
now they're Bastidas again.
Right. Yeah. They
go
are.
Back and forth.
Yeah. I remember like when we asked them, we're like, does Bastidas want to play? And they're like, no, but Fantastica does. It's like half of that band. So whatever. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we played and then I found out that Lee had a show here and then showed up with him one day because he lives right down the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were coming like every week for
several months.
6 months or something just to come out and chill.
And see all the people.
Yeah. And then, that's basically how we found about this place.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, it's too bad you weren't here when Karen Centerfold was here because she got people to have sex with donkeys in Brazil.
Oh, my God.
So. Many, many stories, huh?
Hey, so how long have you guys been playing? I mean, we haven't like actually played any shows together.
No, but we've been around like in the same venue. I'd say fucking 30 times.
Yeah,
I've seen you at bars and at venues,
all drunk and
and I've seen the Mormons play like at the Blue Star. Like I don't know, but and like you guys used to play with the Dharma Bums a lot. We've played with them a bunch of shit. Like
Joe used to play in the Mormons.
Yeah, exactly. When I saw last time I saw you guys was at the Blue Star, and I think Joe was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was with what's that? Horse of Weintraub or something like that.
Oh yeah, I like that guy.
He lit a fucking cross on fire on stage. That was fucking awesome. I had a blast that day.
Yeah, he's
Pussy
cool.
Cow like closed the night. I think. Yeah, that was a fun show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I like Horace Weintraub. I've been wanting to get him on the More Music Radio Pod. I think it'd be really fun to have him here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so how many years, I mean, you guys have been...
The Franks, I don't know, what do you think, Chuck? Maybe closing in on four now?
Yeah, probably.
About probably 2008, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 2008, because, I don't know, high school was, it was seven.
Yeah, it was 2008.
So right around 2008 is when we first started.
Man, you guys are younger. Huh? I feel like so old when I run into like people. They're like, oh, no, I'm 23 years old and I'm getting old.
Hey, I'm 22. Like, my back's creaking and shitting blood.
Yeah, like, listen to that wheeze. Look at me. I'm your future. You know what I mean? I'm 2 years in your future. So, I mean, just accept it, you know?
All right.
Hey, but tonight's it's a treat because I'm actually get to, and you know, me and the listening audience are actually going to get to hear you guys play because we got the mini kit and then we got the little mini amps on the table and we're going to hear some Anesthetic Frank live on the More Music Radio Pod. Now, isn't that nice?
That's
fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm excited,
nice.
Man.
It's fun. Yeah.
We got some Grey Goose. We got Red Stripe. We got some Ting Tao. We got a lot of stuff going on here. And I think we're going to hear Anesthetic Frank right now. So why don't we play a couple songs?
Which one are we doing?
We are going to play, I think I'm going to puke.
Nice.
You might as well just puke early and get it out of the way. You know what I mean? Because after you puke,
when we were filming the video for that,
mm-hmm.
We drank through the whole shoot of the video. So as you watch the video progressively, we actually are getting drunker because we filmed it in one day. But I remember us going, like, we should, like, order pizza or something. And Danny was just like, or we should just order pizza and fucking throw it on the floor because that's what's going to happen to it.
Pretty much.
Well, cool. Let's see if we can recreate that when we get back right here on the More Music Radio Pod. Call in 800-893-9562. We'll be back with Anesthetic Frank. All right.
Hello, mister. Fuck you, bastard. Motherfucker, fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod.
to www.skidrow.la, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. Yeah!
Like, from what I heard on this end, it didn't sound too bad. Go for it.
Hey, this is Sailor from Sassafras. You're listening to Skid Row Radio. Call us at 1-800-839-95.
So we had to do one of those.
You're wrong. I need to start over. Smash your keypad.
This is Sailor from Sassafras. Call into the More Music Radio Pod at...
Oh, More Music Radio Pod. Yeah. All right, ready? All right, this is Sailor from Sassafras. Call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Nice.
Yeah, that was weird, huh? It turned into Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought I was... You're the weakest link for a second.
Yeah.
British bitch.
Yeah, remember that lady? Yeah, that was a while back, though. That lady, she was all mean and stuff. We have Dan.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, man?
I got that towel we were looking for so we can all wipe our balls down because it's fucking sweaty as shit in here. And then we're going to use that to muffle a bass drum when Anesthetic Frank plays for us.
Yeah.
A bit here.
Actually, we all have to get through the rag first and then put it into the kit.
Yeah, exactly.
And make it our own.
Extra dampness.
The ball sweat has to mend with the wood.
It's like Towley at the camp.
It's like a sauna.
I
want to
get high. I got to make some money. I got to make some fucking money.
It is like a gay bathhouse in here.
Yeah, it's
six dudes in sweat and vodka. I think we're gonna be all right.
It's dantastic.
Yeah, you want one?
It is dantastic. Right. It's triple Dan's up in the house tonight. Jesus. On the More Music Radio Pod.
Too many.
D's.
We got a Dan and a Danny and an Anesthetic Frank.
Triple goddamns.
Feel the pain. Remember that?
Yeah, I need to open this beer. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, everybody got quiet. Everybody's cool? Like pouring drinks. Or
I got you.
Yeah, I know, man.
So yeah,
what are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
break the fucking table, man. Now drink this vodka with me.
Sorry, this beer exploded.
Vodka
I had
Bose. We're gonna hear some songs in a few seconds, I think. Right? Are you guys ready to go?
We're ready to go. We're always ready to go.
You guys want
to
bust a song? You guys want to hear one? All right. We're going to test it out because we have a new method. It's not going to sound like when the Mormons played here a few weeks ago, when it's like sounded like crap. I think it's going to sound excellent.
Yeah. We set a pretty low bar. So you guys are going to kill it.
Yeah.
So if you don't, you know, there's always day jobs.
Can you move your chair?
Yeah. I'll be right. Okay.
Yeah, so we got the mini kit. We've got the mini kit in here.
I'm all like stuck.
I got you. I'm just double tasking here. So give me just a moment.
I'm going to go camping after this. I'm actually a little bit. I was watching Discovery Channel and they were talking about rogue sharks, like sharks that get a taste for human flesh, and they would swim up rivers, up freshwater rivers, and go into the lakes and like chomp on people and stuff. And we're going to be camping and we're going to be in the lake. And I'm like kind of afraid. I was asking somebody like, what are the animals I got to be afraid of over there? Like, what are the dangerous animals?
Bears. It's the famous desert shark.
There's lions.
And there's the famous hairless desert bear.
The hairless desert bear. That's.
Have you ever seen a hairless desert bear?
No.
Usually fucked up looking.
I've seen. We've seen some pretty scary bears at a bar we played once.
Yeah. Yeah, over at the Silver Lake Jubilee, we played over at Eagles, and it was like kind of like a lot of bear people in there. They really liked us, too.
Any otters?
They were all like touching me and stuff.
What's an otter?
It was really weird because it's like...
John Waters is an
otter. I wasn't sure if they liked us for us or just our bodies.
Yeah.
It was nice to be objectified for once.
Yeah, they were like making us sexual.
But,
sexual. Like,
I'm sorry, man. I don't know who John Waters is. Well, how you guys doing? You guys,
great.
We got people calling in saying nobody's picking up a line.
Hmm. Burp. Hold on a second. We're going to pick up this thing. Do we got a call?
Hey, Vince. There's that one tab on your screen that shows you if you got a call. Check it out.
Man, these guys gave me alcohol and I'm all messed up, man. All right. We have a caller. Do you guys want to talk to him real quick? And maybe
let's do that first and then we'll play the song.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Are you the one complaining that no one's picking up the call?
This is Amber.
What's up, Anne Frank?
Usually when you're on hold, you just wait there. Like, if you're calling into Howard Stern, you wait your ass for 3 hours until he picks up.
I just heard the music, so I was like, maybe I'm not on hold. Maybe, I didn't know what was going on. I've never called in.
Nobody's paying attention to me. Throwing a fit.
Oh, my gosh.
So, caller, what's your name? You know these guys, obviously.
I am Amber. Yes, I know Charles and Dan. They're ridiculously awesome and amazing and very talented.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. I'm showing my support.
No, not you, Dan.
Damn it.
You got to be specific. You got to be Dan specific.
Oh, the Petronello brothers. Sorry.
Yeah. Amber's been around for a while, kind of like catching up.
I'm so hanging up right now. No, I'm just trying to social support for them because they're really good friends of mine. So.
Oh, cool.
Hearing some music from them tonight, I hope.
Do you want to call out a request and maybe they could just bust into it?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
She's going to call it something old.
We're testing to see what kind of fan you are. You got to say it by name. Don't go. The one that
I don't
goes,
know. Da-na-na-na. I don't know any of the new songs.
No, she knows all the old school ones.
I know all the old songs.
All right.
Play something new because Dan knows what songs are my favorite. So I'll let Dan pick.
Amber, we're not playing any of your favorites.
Huh?
We're not going to play any of your favorites.
Thank you.
No, I mean, you can play a new one, but like, surprise me because I don't know.
All right,
know.
We're going to play a new one and it's going to be your new favorite. How about that?
Got it.
All right, so I picked up your call. You happy now?
Of course.
All right, just sit back and check out Anesthetic Frank live on the More Music Radio.
And it's deletory.
If you look,
have a good night, you guys.
Thanks for
if you look
Amber.
Real close at your speakers, it's fucking trippy because of these lights, man.
Yeah.
These fucking lights.
Yeah.
Spinning.
We got the fucking disco lights going on. Maybe there'll be a link of the live feed right now. I'll take my shirt off. You can see what a real bear looks like. All right, guys, we have Anesthetic Frank in studio. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
This song is called Deletory. It goes out to Monrovia PD. Here we go.
They did something to you?
We were in studio, and two of our dudes got traffic tickets, and it was signed by Deletory. And everybody was in the street fucking screaming, fuck you, Deletory. We wrote a song, and
that's
this is
that
it.
Guy.
We don't even know if it's a guy or a woman, so we're going to figure it out. I'm going to back up because I'm going to be screaming.
All right, cool. Anesthetic Frank, man. Fuck De La Torre.
We'll be right back.
That was cool, man. It sounds good. I think it sounds excellent.
I had, right? For the first part of the song, I had the fucking return down. I couldn't hear shit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with those boxes. Yeah. The thing is, don't completely trust those boxes because it only controls like the sound of your voice and the sound of the background thing. And
yeah. They got, I'm good now, though.
Nick, yeah, Nick we got a good sound. Yeah, we got a good sound. I saw, too, that for a moment you were like,
what the fuck?
Oh, shit, I'm not getting the sound that I'm looking for, that I'm trying to get.
You know what? It looks like we have another caller.
Yeah, we have a caller also. Yeah.
Right. Caller, you are live on the air with Anesthetic Frank. What up? What you want?
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Thomas. I'm from a band called Black Extruder.
Oh!
Dan asked me to give you guys a call to say hi, and the reason he asked me to give you guys a call is because we're doing a little California tour. We're banned from France. We're slowly selling down in SoCal.
These guys just got signed to TP Records.
We're playing a show with Anesthetic Frank on the 24th, and it's in L.A. It's at the... Where's it, Dan? Blue Star?
It's at the Blue Star, yeah.
Yeah, and we got a killer lineup. We're playing with Fatso Jetson and Mondo Generator.
Yeah, we're playing with Mondo Generator with Nick from Queens of Stone Age.
Yeah, that's cool.
And these guys just got signed to TP Records, you know, The Shrine and Earthless.
Wow.
So it's like a big party over at the Blue Star on the
24th. You guys
going
to be making a lot of wampum now that you got signed to TP.
A lot of what?
Wampum. You know, that's cool. Indian money. Like, you know?
Sweet. Yeah, we're gonna have a killer party. It's you guys should all come out. Just like Dan said, cancel all plans. All right,
because it's gonna be donation based
barbecue. The cook's basically smoking balls between two burgers. You know, it's $5 to get in. Cheap booze, awesome music, four incredible bands. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Too bad you're not here, man. We could use just one more sweaty, stinky, steamy guy in here in the studio.
I wish I could contribute to the pull of sweat.
Thomas, remember that, you remember that barbecue we're at?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how sweaty that was? We'll multiply that by like fucking 50. Sweaty. Yeah, well, it's a lot more sweaty in here.
I got some bat wings going on, you know what I mean? Get some bat wings.
They did have AC in the warehouse, dude. make you buy records, but outside it was hot.
Thanks for calling
me. Did you stay for that acoustic show?
Yeah, I did. I saw Nick play. It was fucking cool.
How was it?
Dude, he did Green Machine by Caius. He played some David Allan Coe.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool, man. Yeah.
Green Machine acoustic. Nice.
Yeah, he's screaming his ass off.
I'm curious to know what it sounds like.
I filmed it. I'll show it to you on the 24th.
Fatso Jetson's gonna play that too. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I love that band.
Yeah,
the brothers.
Euro tour.
Yeah, they just got back from Europe from like what the hell was that? Like 2.5 months or whatever they were out there for.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, it was a while because they. Yeah, I think they went there like late April.
Yeah, they came back July, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. I love those guys, man. I used to see him back in the good old Mr. T's days. Mr. T's.
Oh, ball. They used to play Mr. T's. I would love to see that.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, Mario is a good buddy of ours.
Well, cool, man. You say you're from France?
Yeah. The band started in Paris, but now we're kind of settling here in L.A.
You got a good accent. Like you can barely
appreciate
tell.
It, man. Taught me everything.
He might be one of the Coneheads or something. I come on. I'm okay. Never mind.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod. I think we're going to hear another song from Anesthetic Frank, man.
Yeah, the more I talk.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for having me. And you guys were talking about the sound. I think it sounded huge.
Yeah, so, it sounds good out there?
Yeah. It sounds pretty badass.
Awesome.
That right symbol is definitely filling the space.
Right on. Well, I think we got it dialed in now.
Sweet.
What are we?
All right.
We don't play enough.
All right, let's see you all on the 24th.
24th, man.
I'll see you, Thomas.
Later on.
All right, take care, Dan.
All right, thanks, man.
Later, dude. So, were you guys playing on the 24th? Give that another shout out.
We're playing at the Blue Star.
All right.
The Blue Star in LA.
Love the Blue Star, man. They have cheeseburgers and Rice Krispie treats.
Yes. Yeah, the special Rice Krispie treats. But don't tell anybody because we like the Blue Star.
Yeah. And he doesn't really seem to care. He's just like, yeah, I got that. He goes, hey, by the way, you know they have medical grade marijuana in them, right? I'm like, hey, man, you're fucking shouting.
Yeah, he's like, here's the pot. Just don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You screamed it's like 50.
Keep it low, pro.
He said it's gluten-free, though, just in case you get the shits if you eat a gluten. Cool, all right. So I guess we're going to hear another song from Anesthetic Friend. What are you guys going to play next, man?
What do you want to play? Chuck, call it.
For the birds?
All right, for the birds.
Song's called For the Birds.
Right on.
I was just thinking about you guys. Have you considered putting out an album called The Diary of Anesthetic Frank?
That is not the first time I've heard that.
Sorry, I was just watching a show. Never mind, it's not important. But
No. We actually have talked about it, but no. Not
what up? We've got another caller.
We have, right. God damn it. They fucking keep interrupting us.
All right, I don't know if my mic is on. Am I on?
Now it is.
Oh, thanks a lot. All right, Nick. All right.
I can hear him.
Oh!
I'm over here talking, and it sounds like I'm talking to my own ass.
I could still hear you, though. It was fucking cool.
All right, we got a caller. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
You're on the air with Anderson and Frank.
This is Brian Misakian.
Oh, hey!
Hey, is this the same guy you were talking shit about before we came on the air? No, just kidding, Brian. We know everything about you. Go ahead.
No, I know you were talking shit about me before.
Just kidding, man. I'm just starting shit.
No one's bitter.
Glad. Brian is the guy that's been directing our last couple of music videos.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
Pretty much, yeah, it sums it up.
So how is it, are these guys like a nightmare to work with or what?
No, they're totally cool. It's really fun. It's like a fun little mix of professional and just having a good time.
Cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So there's no like dirt or anything here. You actually like these guys.
Yeah. They're cool cats.
So
I know Chuck and Dan since high school, and Danny I just met like a few months ago, but yeah, they're all awesome.
Yeah, well, we're just checking, man, because we are in LA, you know, like sometimes people will be smiling at you, but when you turn your back, you know, they're talking about your mama and stuff, you know.
So like you guys were before the show.
I was sticking up for you, man. I was sticking up for
you. Hey, Brian, you ready to wake up at like 5 in the morning on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. We got our last day of shooting for the next one on this Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the new video you guys are working on?
Yeah, where are you shooting
it? We're going to play the song, actually.
Oh, really?
If we want to do it next, we could. But it's called Summer Blur. And basically, it's the hangover on drugs. That's what the video is.
Well, cool. I mean, you guys can't see because it's a radio show. But, I mean, it's really psychedelic and trippy in here. What is this? We got, like, an overhead projector?
Yeah, we got Luis over here at his light show. We call it Luminescence.
Luminescence, thank you.
Yeah, Luminescence. And, it's basically an overhead projector with oils and water.
And what, you got, like, oil, and then you sprinkle some Dawn detergent liquid, and then it goes...
No, we won't give his secret away, because who the fuck is that?
Well, cool. So let's hear that song. What's that song called?
It's called Summer Blur. It's going to be off of the new record we're recording on the 24th.
Right on.
And we're actually currently filming the video for it.
Cool. Brian, so you know this song then, right?
Hi, Darlene.
I've heard it a couple times, but it hasn't been recorded yet. So I'm not super familiar with it, so I'm awaiting them to play it.
Cool. All right, man.
Eagerly.
Well, thanks. Are you smoking any weed out there or what?
No, just hanging out at home.
Okay, cool. Your pants aren't at your ankles right now, are they?
What?
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, we'll hear another song. It's just these guys gave me shots, and I'm like, you know, starting to just like goof off.
Talking about that.
Sorry, Brian. We've been drinking.
Sorry, bro.
But what else is new?
And nobody was talking shit about you, man. I was just joking, okay?
I know. I was playing along. Right. Oh, yeah. Not much is going on with me.
All right,
just,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, sit back and absorb this into your brain stem, because this is going to... I mean, you've heard this song already, but it's sounding really good in the studio right now, and I'm anxious to hear the song. All right, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
All right, later.
All right, Brian.
Thank you.
I was, like, talking, and he goes, what? All right, cool. Anesthetic Frank.
Oh, yeah, you want to sing a little bit closer to the microphone? Like,
hey, man, it's a free country. You don't have to do anything that motherfucker says.
He doesn't have to do any of that shit. All right.
Who are all these people? All right, let's do it. This song's called Summer Blur. We'll be right back.
no disease. There's nothing wrong. It's only some of the ways. There's no disease. There's nothing wrong. It's only some of the ways. There's no disease. There's nothing wrong. It's only some of the ways. There's no disease. There's nothing wrong. It's only some of the ways. There's no disease. There's nothing wrong. It's only some of the ways.
All right. Yeah, cool. You know what? It looks like we got another caller on the line, too. Caller, what's up?
Hi, this is Julia.
Oh, my God!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Julia.
Hey, what's up?
Julia,
it sounds like you've been like doing aerobics or something. You sound tired. You okay?
But I'm sorry. I always sound tired. That's just me.
Oh, okay. What's that buzzing noise in the background?
I think it's my amp.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Look, it went away.
No, I was making a vibrator joke. It wasn't your amp. Yeah.
All right, hold on. So Julia has been following us since she was 13.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been best. I mean, you know these guys. You know, they're like my big brothers. I've known them since I was 13, and their music's awesome. And you know, I've known Dan and Chuck since I was 13, and you know, they're like my big brothers, and they've helped me through a lot. And you know, Luis and Danny, I've only met them several months ago, but you know, I think they're awesome too. And I just, you know, all four of these guys are awesome, and I just wanted to say that.
Julia, we're still coming to your graduation.
That's all in one breath, too. That's amazing. Yay. No wonder why you sound tired.
Really? Wow.
Cool. You sound like you're gonna cry. It sounds like a girl like talking to her favorite band, and she's like in love with every member. She probably has one guy that she thinks is the cutest, right?
Oh, wait. I don't know. I don't know. You know. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but these guys are like my Justin Biebers, you know? I really like these guys.
Awesome. Well, cool. You know what? We are going to take a break, and we are going to play some Justin Bieber tunes for you. Now that you mentioned
it. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's all your fault. So we're going to play some Justin Bieber right now. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, absolutely. This is really awesome. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Later, Julia.
Bye, Julia.
You know what? We're going to take a break, and we're going to play a couple songs. We're going to hear some 8-bit right now, and we'll be back with Anesthetic Frank on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Money under my burner. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh shit, whoa, that was awesome right there, God damn, wow, shit, oh shit, oh Lord Jesus, get the water, nigga, Jesus Christ, Lord have mercy, get the water, nigga, it's going down. Oh, this motherfucking bootleg firework shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
This song's about you sucking our dick.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch.
Here's a girl at our show. You know I know she's a hoe. She wanna get backstage. She want robotistic, yo. But I says no, I practice safe sex. Pull out method is best. Maybe I'll pull out a fucking cum on a fucking breast. But this slime it with my time. And I tell her with a rhyme. If you wanna get with Robo-T,
you better lick my balls.
And when I blow my load in your fucking fucking face. You think your job is done, but you best suck on my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. Look at my big robotic dick. Why don't you suck my dick? My dick's so fucking big, I think I'm gonna be sick. I programmed a new dance, it's called Lick My Balls. And to do it, all you have to do is suck on my balls. Pop my disc in your drive and download my scroll. You got DSL, it ain't hard to tell.
You better lick my balls.
I got a big fat boner just begging to be licked. So get on your knees and
you better suck on my dick,
bitch.
To the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Thank you.
After that one, I think I got it. Want to do a check?
Do that.
How'd it sound in your ears? You down?
All right.
All right. Hello, hello.
Yeah, take all the other mics down a little bit, man. All right, cool. We're back on the More Music Radio Pod. I don't know, was that on? Was that going through, or was this Fela just doing this shit right now?
I turned off the talk room track here on the soundboard, and I let them rehearse, and it was over the air, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, maybe you heard 8-Bit, and then after that, you might have heard Wiz Wars. All right. Awesome. You get that fucking light out my motherfucking face with your fucking cop? No, I'm just kidding. We are back with Anesthetic Frank.
Hey,
no, seriously, that light is fucking driving me fucking nuts right now. Yeah, all right. Thanks. We are back with Anesthetic Frank here, and I think you guys heard them. What were you guys playing right now?
It's a new song.
Taking a shit.
It's a brand new song. I would be down to do it, like, in full. It's called Big Bree.
I think it was going through. Did you have them going through?
Yeah.
So you guys already played it. That sounded good.
Oh, shit. Well, then what the hell are you doing now? 7 years?
That's cool.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, you guys got another one you want to play? That was like a nice warm-up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess we were practicing while we were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Shit happens.
No, don't be sad.
No, it's okay. We're not leaving. You know, we've still got 47 minutes. It's all right. We're not kicking anybody out.
47? What the fuck are we going to do for 47
exactly,
minutes?
Exactly, yeah. I know. You should have saved that one for because that was like a 47-minute long song. But no, I'm serious. We had a caller, and it was, I guess they hung up. These people aren't, your fans are impatient.
I know.
They're like,
why
are they? They're like, oh man. They even text you and like, hey, I'm on the line.
Yeah, like,
up.
Why aren't you fucking picking up?
Yeah, they think you guys are in control of the phones and stuff. Blaming you and shit. So cool. So man, that sounds good. You guys are like really kind of like jammy. It kind of reminds me of like Queens of the Stone Age and stuff. And I think you guys are gonna fit really well on the 24th at the Blue Star with Fatso Jetson.
Thank you for the plug.
Yeah, there you go, man. No, but I do hear that kind of like that desert kind of sound and stuff. You know, I could hear the fucking little lizards and shit running around, and the snakes, the sidewinders.
You know what the best part about lizards is? The push-ups. I know you guys have seen it. Like when they're on the rocks and they're doing like...
They do the sex push-ups,
they do
man.
Push-ups.
Like, I want to get it on. Check out my push-up style. I could do it all night. I'm a lizard.
You guys got anybody you want to crank call? We were doing crank calls the last week.
Oh, fuck. You know whose phone number I have? Who's the guy that wrote the screenplay for the remake of Oceans? I forgot his name.
George Clooney.
No. He's an old dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're serious, if you got a number, then let me. You know what I'll do is I'll get it set up right here.
Call Denny's.
Oh, you want to call Denny's?
You guys want to call Denny's and order?
No. Well, yeah, we'll tell him we're like Chuck's got this one. We're stuck in the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to place an order for our table so when we get out that it's ready.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me get Denny's.
Hold on a second.
If I have it.
Let me, this is a way I can do it here.
Oh, you got a fancier phone than I have?
No, not really. It's just you're going to, I'll tell you to type in the number right now. Hold on a second.
Wait, I have to call it or are you going to call it?
I'm going
to
do it on three-way on my phone. I'm going to call into Skid Row Studios.
Oh, like, shit. That sounds
good. Like. And talk to us on air.
That's what it sounds like when you want to call Skid Row Studios.
If you just want to leave us a message.
Okay, so this is me calling into the show right now, Nick.
So answer the phone.
Let's see how Nick answers the phone.
What's up, motherfucker?
Cool. Hey, so
call or turn down your radio.
I'll put this one on mute. I'll put my phone on mute. Right?
Call or turn down your radio.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a call. So you got to hear. So I'll do this. So just keep it on. And then here, I'll have you dial, man. Go for it. Dial. Dan.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh, I don't have the number. I thought you had it.
Oh, okay. Well, We were gonna try it.
Here, let me pull it up real quick. I'll get it real quick. I got like this thing here. You want to do Denny's?
Yeah. All right. Here, I'll show you what.
Yeah. Keep in mind your birthday is gonna end in like 44 minutes too.
Oh yeah. No.
So you know.
Is your birthday today? Is everybody's birthday?
It's not my birthday.
No, but you know you got to get your free meal on your birthday at Denny's.
Well, here, check it out. This is what we did last week. While you're getting the number, here, check it. This is what we did last
Chisholm,
week.
Did you know that we're not radio professionals?
Para oír los especiales en español, please press zero if you'd like to bypass this message.
Oh, like
don't
really
forget to dial.
Really?
Add one of our.
We had Chisholm Worthington on last time. This is a crank call. Watch.
What a jerk.
Zero. I don't like your voice.
All right.
Did you know that at Domino's.com you can order a complete selection of oven-baked sandwiches plus the rest of our summer menu?
What else
place
you got
your
on
order
there, lady?
Online and even track your meal.
They got a good message when you call Domino's.
Exclusive
I think
Chisholm
should play them a song.
And don't forget to like Domino's on Facebook and follow us on Twitter too for updates on summer.
Have you ever done a crank call?
Domino's Pizza.
Where's your guitar?
Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza. My name is Elizabeth. How may I help you?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Thank you. My name is Chisholm. I want to order a pizza.
For delivery,
pickup? For delivery, please.
Sure, may I have your telephone number, please?
Yes, it's area code 562-631.
Excuse me?
747.
What's the area code, I'm sorry?
562.
562?
Yep. 434.
Okay.
434. 7595. Can I get the large pizza, half of it, no cheese? And then the other half, extra boner. So one half no cheese, one half extra boner.
Do you have something else better to do in your life to start bugging me? I'll have your number, even though you try to give me a different number, and I'm going to call the police on you.
Hey, don't act
stupid.
You
okay?
Hello, I'm just trying to be friendly.
All right, I got Denny's.
I have the same name as your mama.
My mama.
That's a good one. All right, cool. So you got Denny's right here.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it out over the air because
I'll type it in.
The lawyers, we're going to have to pay the lawyers extra money to get us out of it and stuff. You know, we can't give the number out over the air, but we are going to do a crank call right now. All right.
Oh, shit. My thing went off.
Your iPad went out. Is that iPad 1 or 2?
That's a 2.
Oh, okay, good. You going to get iPad 3 or what?
Nope.
No? Why not?
It's fucking expensive.
All right, is it okay? Cool. So we're gonna have it going. All right, ready, Nick? Here goes, and you go for it, man.
All right, I have to do it. Fuck. All right. Hold on.
It's almost there. Hold on, it's going.
Yeah.
We want Denny's to pick up right now.
They should.
Hurry up, motherfucker.
Pick up the fucking phone. Pick up the fucking Denny's phone.
This is the one on South Fig, too. It's not too far.
Damn, they must be really busy at Denny's right now.
I highly doubt it. I'm
scared. Fuck it. You know what? We'll try them again.
All right.
Okay, all right. Sometimes the crank calls live work. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah, sometimes they're just shit, right?
Lenny's.
Cool. All right. So what do you guys want to do? You guys want to sweat your balls off in here or what?
You want us to play another one or something?
Yeah, play some more songs. Yeah, nice.
This one's called 7-Year Road Trip.
Anesthetic Frank, or Music Radio Pod.
Right on, yeah. I don't know about you, but I love to read books.
Yep.
I read Howard Stern, Miss America. I think that was like one of the only ones that I read all the way through.
I read Green Eggs and Ham.
Repeatedly. It's a...
Would you... Green Eggs and Ham?
Yeah, Green Eggs and Ham.
That's the one that one Dr. Fool wrote, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was a... he was a doctor of...
as a Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, he was a ham doctor.
He was a doctor of Seuss's. You know? A lot of people would make fun of a man taking that profession. A Seuss doctor. We had a call, but then they called up, and then they hung up right now.
Our fucking people.
Yeah, man. That's our people. Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. You guys sound fucking really cool.
Thank you.
It sounds really fucking full in here.
Chuck, just grab it.
I feel like I should pay $5. I feel like I got in for free at a good show. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, the Blue Star Show is free, so.
Oh, okay.
Drive over to that, and you can have burgers.
On the 24th.
And then not sweat, because we're going to be outdoors.
The 24th of August, right?
No. Wait, yes. Yeah. It's August.
Next weekend.
Yeah, it's actually next weekend. Yeah.
Next Friday.
Look at that.
So how are you guys finding the band experience?
Good.
So far, playing shows.
It's been good.
It's a very growing experience.
Charles, point the microphone at your mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't go.
Oh, lean in.
You gotta sit down.
I wanna like lean in.
Oh, there we go. This is dance. Yeah.
There we go.
Assume the position.
Perfect.
It's been good though. I mean, we've had Danny's our newer drummer in, what's it been, like 6 months.
About six months.
And it feels like 3 years.
Yeah, it's been fucking awesome since we got Danny. Like, it's been really good.
He's like the other brother we never had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just
so what
he's
happened?
Like that one brother you didn't have.
So what'd you do to your other brother?
Yeah. What other brother?
Bear, I'm just kidding.
Put it up for adoption.
There you go.
Yeah, adoption. Yeah, but no, it's been good these days in the band experience. Like, as far as writing music goes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's been awesome. Like, everybody brings things to the table rather than not.
It's cool to see that because you guys are, like, nice and fresh and stuff, you know? And we've been around for a while. We've been around for 14 years, man. 14 years.
Fucking Mormons, yeah.
I don't know if you heard the show, but it kind of represented what our lives would become.
Oh, shit.
Like, that noise, like, everything just, like, going wrong and stuff, you know? But actually, you'll find, like, that's the kind of stuff that makes it fun and makes it worth it and stuff. You guys gone on tour yet?
We've done it with, not with Danny yet, but we've done a short one. We went up to, like, Oakland. And we hit Redding, and we hit
Oakland
and Redding.
Oaktown?
That's about it, I think. Yeah. And we've gone down to Jacumba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jacumba.
You guys even wrote a song about it.
Yeah, we did write a song about it after the first time we were out there. Jacumba. I'm going to let Chuck take this one because he wrote that one. I wrote the lyrics, but Chuck came up with the riff because of that.
Yeah, Dan and Chuck, first of all, which is oldest?
Charles is older by 1 year.
Yeah.
13 months.
Yeah, 13 months exactly.
So right after Chuck, your parents just went right back at it, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
We're like, try again. This ain't gonna work.
And it's like that. Never mind.
Wait for the stitches to come out and stuff, and then just ram it out and make another one. And then, but I mean, then Dan wouldn't have come out, man. Come on,
it happened.
Come on, you know. I mean, you don't want to just shove it in and rip the hole again. After Chuck came out and fucking ripped the shit out of that thing, you know, you gotta give it like a few months to heal up.
I was a big baby.
No C-sections in this family.
I can be a big baby sometimes too. Oh, that's not what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Jacumba is written after our first experience at Telemagica.
What's that? Is that the Mexican Magic Mountain or what?
No, Telemagica. You know Burning Man, right?
It's a desert festival. It's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's like
I've been there. It's cool.
Miniature Burning
Man. It's a mini Burning Man.
By the border, pretty much. You can see the border.
You can see the fence.
Yeah. Burning Kid or something? Burning Child.
Yeah,
it's really awesome though. It was just real chill. You know, drive there, pretty much camp anywhere you want, and then walk to hang out and check out all the art and bands.
Yeah, there's like 50 bands and seven different stages.
Yeah, like the music never stops at any
for like a whole weekend. It's awesome. And there's a ton of people there, and there's food and people barter and trade. And
it sounds like you guys like people, because that sounds like a nightmare to me. I'm just like, fuck.
You know, I mean, the thing is,
people everywhere, I'm like, fuck that, man.
No, okay, here's the thing.
Like fucking hell.
The thing is, people in L.A. and, like, city, I don't know, it just fucking sucks. Everybody's an asshole.
Yeah.
And we're assholes to begin with.
Yeah.
So when you get too many assholes together, it's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So when we go out to, like, these desert things, everybody's, like, super chill.
Yeah.
And then, like,
maybe because maybe it's the same thing where it's just like sometimes, okay, we're all assholes. We'll agree. You know, we can be assholes. But then you find other assholes that you get along with.
Right.
Like,
that's us. That makes up this band and like our friends. But yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you can't take that group of assholes into the city because then you get arrested.
Yeah.
So we go out to the desert instead where we like play for and hang out with all these really cool and relaxed people. We actually like dig the music. Like in LA, you don't go and play a bar where people just start fucking dancing and getting naked.
Everyone's too cerebral in LA.
Yeah, but if we go to like Jacumba,
they're all uptight, not wanting to get naked and shit.
Yeah, if you go to Jacumba, exactly. you play in front of like.
Damn it. I hate it when people are so uptight that they won't fucking get buck ass naked in public, like on the bus and shit.
I know that's like one extreme to the other, but I'm just saying when we go out to like Telemagica,
yeah.
It's like there's no holds bars. Like people are drinking and whatever, but you're playing and people are actually like, they don't give a fuck who you are. They don't, sometimes they don't come ask what your name is, but they get up there and they're either moshing or just flat out dancing. Yeah. It's really cool. Like there's
tripping
like,
hardcore.
Yeah, you're like, or tripping. Yeah, whatever. But you're playing, you see like these people going nuts in front of you and you go play like, at the Blue Star or anywhere else around here, you don't get that.
You know, I think it's just personally, like I like trip out when
I think it's just up to you guys. I mean, if you want people to do that at your shows, you should just be like, you got to make it happen. Like, if you need me to whip my nuts out at your show, I mean, I can make it happen.
And he's done it before.
I know. I mean, like out here, we do our thing.
You should see this guy's nuts. You should take a look at Dan.
You know,
show me your nuts.
I'd rather not see Dan's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty human.
Let's have all the Dans break out their nuts.
Oh,
and we'll
fuck,
do
that's
a,
like three sets of balls. That's six testicles. No shit.
And we did that at Telemagica. We whipped out our nuts.
I'm going to need a spatula.
So you're saying the vibe there is like cool.
No, it's awesome. And everybody's like hiking and coming back and checking out music. And
all right, maybe
people
I'll
like
go
cooking for
time.
Each other and shit.
All right, I'll go. Just let me know. Just pick me up, all right?
Well, actually, in the end of September, we might be playing this thing called Afterburn. It's basically the same thing, except it's up north in California.
Oh, okay.
And it's just south of Redding, but it's a whole weekend, 4 days, same kind of thing. People spinning fire, a bunch of bands, bunch of DJs, bunch of lights.
Cool.
That kind of thing. It's
should I bring some drugs?
Yeah. Why not? you probably.
I'm not gonna,
you'll find them there. Scante. You know?
Are you guys into drugs? Or you guys want to admit the drugs that you
just
do
a scant.
Live on the More Music Radio Pod?
Twist the flute now and then.
Oh, Danny. Keep your fucking... Go get your shot box.
Drugs, guys? I'm serious.
Danny actually does...
If you have any,
I'm old-fashioned meat and potatoes. I just get drunk. That's all I do.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just booze and smokes. Mm-hmm.
Booze and smokes. All right. Cool. That's the way to go.
But...
Cool.
Yeah. And bath salts.
This side of the room. They're all into bath salts.
Let me ask you guys a political question. Are you ready? I don't know if
you guys let's do it.
Talk politics or anything when you're on radio shows or anything, but political question here. Which one is it? Which one would you choose? Okay. Chick-fil-A or Kukuru? Let's go one by one.
I've never been to Kukuru. Well,
never been to either.
But I've had Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is awesome.
Chick-fil-A has awesome like waffle fries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've never had their waffle. So I've had... The only time I've ever had Chick-fil-A, they brought them to work.
Can you and taste the bigot in the Chick-fil-A?
Not really.
No, but I've never had Kukuru. There used to be one by my house, but they closed it within like 6 months, so I never got to try it.
Screw all that. How about Pioneer Chicken? I'm so pissed about Pioneer Chicken.
That's right.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
But you guys are young. How old are you?
I'm older. Older. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was in the Pioneer Chicken breakfast, our breakfast club, the birthday club. You used to get like a chicken leg and some mashed potatoes and a toy.
That sounds awesome.
That's cool.
That's and breakfast?
Yeah.
You get like a little Iron Man toy and mashed potatoes and eggs?
It was greasy and crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was magic. How do you do both at the same time?
Yeah. There was a Pioneer right there on Avenue 52 in Figueroa in Highland Park.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is.
And that was when 7-Eleven had videotapes for rent.
What is that? What is that now?
It's a check cashing place now. The car wash is still right next door, though.
That's right. Yeah.
I get my shit washed over there, man.
You get your shit washed?
Yeah.
You can't wash dirt,
man. That means my car.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think there was another one, too. Like
Toyota the Matrix. Toyota Matrix and what, fool? What you got?
You had a Matrix. Huh?
2007, eh?
My dad almost bought a Matrix.
Yeah?
Yeah, but he didn't.
No. Well, he could have been part of our car club. Right? You know, that's cool, man. We got what's that noise? Is that you? What do you think, Nick? Nick's hair is like blowing in the breeze in there. It looks like a movie.
Wait, hold on. That motherfucker has a fan in there. He's the only person in that room, and he's a fucking fan.
Yeah, that's the Geddy Lee fan.
There's like six dudes in here, and we don't even got shit. We got sweat.
It's for the rack in the control room, man. All the stuff heats up, man. I gotta keep it cool so it doesn't fry out.
He needs it. Yeah.
Excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one, and they're all dirty.
No excuses.
You at least need a blousier shirt and like open that thing up and let it fly.
Dude, I need like
open it like you're in an R. Kelly video.
Like Jimi Hendrix blouses or some like Prince blouses or some shit like that. Something like that. All like. Psychedelic. No,
everybody relax. You know, Nick packs a fucking heater, dude. So right now it's all fucking hot and swollen right now.
Yeah, I got an AK here in the control room.
Well, hey, you know what? We're going to go and hang out with Nick right now in the control room. We're going to get some fresh air. And we're going to play these songs, and we'll be right back with Anesthetic Frank on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Jim Jones.
My name is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
right now I didn't even see the mic. I'm all sitting here. Okay, say again. I'm sorry. What is it?
Just say this is Eddie from. This
no,
is Eddie
no. But what's the name of the thing?
The More Music Radio Pod.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
Hello there. This is Eddie Casillas from Voodoo Glow Skulls, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Hoodoo voodoo, we do. You might do.
Cool, man.
They're cool.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah,
we've been fucking
we're doing
kicking
it.
Back here, and Anesthetic Frank's been tearing shit up.
It's very hard to tear shit. Usually, you just break it.
It's an expression.
You can pinch it.
It's an expression.
You can pinch it. I was thinking of like having shit in your hands. You can't really tear it. You usually just break it.
No, it's not literal. It's an expression that us old timers like to say.
Okay. I'll take
this. This is the point of the show where it just straight up turns to shit.
Yeah.
The last 17 minutes.
Sweaty and drunk, and I caught a nice buzz.
Hey, I'm not drunk.
Hey, man, is there any more Grey Goose in that thing or what?
No, I think it's actually it's empty. I drank it all.
Totally.
Wow. Well, that's good. At least we drank all the beer.
That is champagne style.
It's good. Awesome. We didn't waste it, in other words. You know what I mean? Right on.
No.
That's not going to work. Fuck, maybe I am drunk.
Oh, there's a little bit.
I really hope that
slam it down into the shot glass. There you go.
I really hope that the people that have been listening tonight have appreciated what a great time that they've had listening to Anesthetic Frank and the Moments of Radio Pod.
I'm looking at the table here. These guys are doing solid work. They're doing good. They're showing their livers that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
we have a song.
This ain't no place for pussies.
I think I'm gonna puke,
you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You gotta give us some credit.
What is the worst drug you guys have ever done?
Oh, shit.
If you say music, I don't know if I'll kick you.
Are we going around or a table kiss or something? Danny started.
Sherm?
Sherm? Okay, yeah, you got a Sherm stick?
Yeah. Did that back in.
I never did that. What's it feel like?
Oh, it's a terrible feeling. Yeah. The first 5 minutes were like amazing. And the next few hours are just.
It's the worst.
Yeah. The worst you could imagine.
Does it feel like you're on fire and like you want to rip all your clothes off and
not
shit?
Only that, but like you just envision your own death and like just crash on the way home and just
don't sound like fun.
That sounds like me having a panic attack or something.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah. So Sherm, okay, which is PCP for the kids. Yeah, so kids, that's not a good drug that you want to try, okay?
Absolutely not.
I learned all the drugs that I wanted to try from Dare. And all was, they said
don't
okay.
Don't do this. Wait a minute, this sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That goes
like,
in my bucket
list. Don't smoke this because it makes you feel really, really high and mellow. And it makes you really dull, and it makes everything slow down. I'm like, that sounds fun. I want everything to slow down. It's going too fast here. It's kindergarten right now, or first grade. It's going too fast.
They tell me that like at second, third grade.
Like, no, I remember getting dare in like fourth grade or something like that.
Yeah. Well, they start early, man. Yeah, I don't know if it was first grade, but
this is what a vagina looks like. Third,
in sixth grade.
And soon you're going to have hair on your balls. By the way, don't do PCP.
In sixth grade, I got my dare diploma. I still got it.
You do?
Yeah, I still got it.
I used to wear the shirt through high school until I'd finally fell to shreds, but I thought it was ironic.
I think I still have two of those.
I'd one. That'd be cool.
You could get them at Goodwill now.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, the first one said dare to keep kids off drugs. That was the first slogan.
Yeah.
And then it was dare resistant drug awareness or something. There was a different.
Yeah, resistance.
They changed it. Yeah. In my day, it was to keep kids off drugs, right?
Right.
What was the other saying after that? Do you remember that, Dan?
Drugs are really enjoyable. No, I think it was. I think it was.
I'm gonna say don't, but do.
I think it was dare to resist drugs and violence.
Yeah, the violence.
I don't know.
Exactly. The violence part. They're like, drugs. Okay, I might be able to resist that, but violence. I mean, sometimes you gotta get violent. You know, I don't know. I got a bad temper. You know, I mean, you know, whatever. You could imagine like a little fat kid being picked on and stuff. You know, might grow up with like a temper. You know, temper tantrum and
stuff.
He's
got issues.
Yeah, that fat kid is me. Shit, you're looking at him.
Wow, we really made a breakthrough tonight.
Take a good look, guys, because I am your future.
Shit.
Tell him, paparazzi.
I should have.
Tell him.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, it's true.
While we're here, I don't fucking know where that's from.
What's paparazzi?
That? Yeah, what the paparazzi?
It's a play on words.
I figure it's just like
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, I thought it was like there was some cool story behind it or some shit. But.
No.
Danny Paparazzi, right?
Paparazzi.
Okay.
Yeah, my last name's Rossi, so let's put it in the papa.
Oh,
yeah,
just okay. Some,
you know, that and Saucy Rossi, it all goes in hand. If I get too drunk type of thing.
Well, he's a little older, so he has his thing down a little bit.
Yeah. I just see it all the time. It's not that I didn't feel like asking or felt weird about asking. I just never did.
Just right now, he decided to bring it up. Yeah. Out of all days.
I can never
so,
think
I don't
of
know. I,
can't, like
I heard
that.
It twice in like 2 hours, so I felt the need. Hey, what? I want to just.
He's working on a thing, man. Yeah, you know, exactly. Go with it. Help him out with it. Just like, you know.
Everyone's going to get an alias soon.
What do you guys? You guys think you got one for yourselves? Like,
what do you mean?
You could do Chuck. Chuck, you got one for yourself?
Oh, Chuck's got a million of them. Are you fucking kidding? He's Chuckacabra, Chuckasaurus.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what the
That's
hell?
Pretty cool.
Well, the cool one for both of them was
Chuckaholic.
Chuck D's.
Chuckacon?
Yeah.
Chuckacon? That's a good Chuck-a-con. One. Too. Yeah, but none for you, right, Dan?
All I get is the generic shitty ones like Dan the Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just me.
No, every time I go fucking buy booze, it's like, oh, look, Babyface. Oh, no. Dan the Man.
And they go, oh yeah, they look at your ID and go, Dan
God
the Man.
God damn it, give me the whiskey.
Yeah, I try sometimes when I talk to my Dan, sometimes I'll call him Dan Tana.
Yeah, I gotta
like in Robert Urich, he had that TV show Vegas, and he used to drive his car into, he lived in his garage kinda. But he drove in, it was like a really cool, like Vegas style like thing. And he had a phone too. It was like a regular handset phone with a curly coil.
Inside his car. See?
Paparazzi know what
old.
Up.
Man, I want to live in my garage.
I just got a text from Amber who called earlier, and she said, I can hear the show, and DARE actually stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Oh. Right. It was that, and then it said to keep kids off drugs, and then it said to resist drugs and violence, I think was the next slogan.
But that doesn't fit in the letters of DARE.
No, but, you know, the red letters say DARE.
The word center, and just like,
and then there are the white words.
Like a paragraph, and then an essay, and then a fucking constitution.
The white words under the A and the R and the E.
It's like the Willy Wonka when they go inside the factory and they have to read the whole, like, fine print. That's what's going to be on the DARE shirt soon and later.
Just going
to
unfold it. Yeah.
It's about a little, like, you know, fine print. So yeah.
Oh man. Cool. So I'm assuming that they did enjoy the show, right? Are you getting like rave reviews? You're saying it sounds great out there. Actually, we got a couple people that said that it did sound really good, man.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the best. I think we got it nailed down now. I think we can make it sound good.
Yeah, fucked up my phones. That's the problem. Like I was like, I want to hear more of Chuck, and then I like cranked the knob, and then I heard nothing but my voice. So
what do you
I'm
think
curious about, to see it afterwards.
What do you think about working at a radio station, man? You're really used to this kind of environment, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's never like this, obviously. Skid Row is fucking one of its own. It's like a party every time. It's always fun.
So you don't want to say who's the worst person at K-Rock, but who is your favorite person at K-Rock?
My favorite person at K-Rock? I'm going to say Kurt, man.
Yeah.
Kurt St. Thomas.
Yeah.
We've done some cool shit with Kurt. Like, he let cool. us... we did a music video for a song called She-Wolves. And we filmed in his back house studio. There's like gold records on the wall that he's worked with and stuff. And then afterwards, at K-Rock, he did like a little outro thing for it. It was kind of fun. Kurt's been really cool for us. So we go to his place and barbecue. And
does he have a radio? Because I don't listen to the radio anymore.
Yeah, he's usually late nights. He's the jock.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy, like, check out this tune, blah, blah, blah. But also, he works with Jonesy from the Sex Pistols.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he's the board op for Jonesy on Sunday nights, probably. It's like 7 to 9 p.m.
So what does the board op do? It takes calls and just like...
Actually, we hardly take calls. We have a screener that takes calls. The board op basically runs all the levels. We do commercial breaks,
mm-hmm.
Weather traffic if you're at a talk station like I am. But mm-hmm. at K-Rock, it's mostly... blending music and mixing it, and then if you're doing a live show like Rodney or Jonesy,
mm-hmm.
you control his mic and then play the songs, do the timing.
Okay, you don't have to say who's the assholes, but who are the ones that don't get along, at least? Give me some dirt, man. I want in on K-Rock.
Or we got 7 minutes left.
I want to know.
He's going to wait till 7 minutes are over.
I'm sorry. I might get that fucking duck. A curtain cat kind of every once in a while.
Yeah.
Cat Corbett.
Does it get crazy? Do the fights get serious?
No, not at all. Everybody's super chill over there. It's ridiculous how chill it is. Like, seriously, like, you know, there might be like, hey, what the fuck, man? You should have got out on time. But other than that,
just bickering.
Yeah, it's nothing serious. Like, if I go to the other stations I work at, it's a lot more. Oh, but at K-Rock, it's
you chilling. You work at more than one station?
Yeah, I work at KFWB, KNX, and I've done fill-in work at K-Earth and The Wave.
Yeah, you say that you know Joe Escalante, right?
I used to be Joe Escalante's board op.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for Barely Legal Radio.
Isn't that guy such an asshole? What a dick, right?
Actually, I had a blast working with Joe.
Man.
You don't like Joe?
What a dick. He was here on the More Music Radio Pod.
I see what you're doing.
No. No, Joe was cool, man. Like,
I
fucking
love Joe.
He came down
here. You had him here, right?
Exactly, yeah. First of all, I just said, hey, Joe, please come on our radio show. And he said, of course. He was here, talked to him and stuff. We actually
talked about the lawsuit.
We talked a lot about that. That was how, but I mean, he defended. He went up against the government himself, and
he did.
The band.
Well, Joe's an awesome guy, and
he fought a major corporation.
He did, yeah.
And he won.
Vanity Fair. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. I used to be his board op for probably 8 months or so until he left my station, and then you know, obviously, I actually ran into him.
He's very Catholic, though. He's very super Catholic. And he's just like, no, fuck you, man. This is the way it is. I'm Catholic and just, you know, whatever. But
yeah,
he's not really pushy about it.
He's a cool guy.
Cool dude, man, because after the show, we said, hey, Joe, what are you doing? We're like, hey, man, we're going to go to King Eddie's, this bar in Skid Row. And he's like, sure, hey, well, I'll go, you know, whatever. So we went to this fucking bar at Skid Row, and we got fucked up with Joe Escalante. All right, it was cool.
Me and Charles actually ran into him at the Big Bear Diner over in Signal Hill, Long Beach.
Yeah, was interesting.
What was that, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We went down there, and we're doing sound. Me and Charles do sound part-time. Mm-hmm. We were doing sound for a YouTube band. Mm-hmm. And we're eating lunch right before the show, and Joe Escalante was like right across. We're like, hey, what's up? I haven't seen him in like forever. Yeah, that's right where he is.
He's really cool, man. I heard him. He was filling in for that one left-wing guy, that Mexican guy that is on fucking one of the AM stations or something. And then I see him on Fox 11 and shit. David Cruz.
Yeah.
David Cruz. He was filling in for David Cruz, and Joe, like, he doesn't give a shit. Whatever he thinks, he's gonna let you know.
He's gonna say it.
But
yeah,
he tends to be a little bit on the right side of the middle aisle. And so he was fucking talking about something. I forgot what it was, but he like offended the girl who works, who's like David Cruz's sidekick.
Uh-huh.
And she was, and him, like, she was so mad at him and stuff. It was such a cool radio moment because he was just like, fuck you. I don't know what's wrong with this. He was fighting with the caller.
I would love to hear that. I'm going to call him up and be like, dude.
He was fighting with the caller. It's cool, man. I like that guy. And I think you can still hear Barely Legal Radio on Skid Row Studios.com.
He used to be on KFWB when I was his board op, and then he moved somewhere else. I forgot what the station was. Mm-hmm. But he's actually on AM radio somewhere else.
It's not 1070, is it?
No, that's KNX,
which
I actually work at also.
Oh, man. KFWB, you work there too?
Yep, that's where I used to do Barely Legal. It was on KFWB.
Oh, awesome, man.
KFWB.
How long have you been working in radio? And what are your ambitions in radio? What are you going to do?
I'm eventually probably going to be production director or something like that. That's what I'm working up to.
What about on-air talent? I think you're doing a good job.
Well, I used to have my own show, but that's not one of my passions. I'm more of like what this guy's doing back here. He's doing a good job, but I'm more board op, engineering kind of stuff. Editing, I do that stuff.
I appreciate it a lot, honestly, especially since you work at K-Rock and you've worked at KNX and all the other places. That's all big time stuff, man.
He's more thankful because he's used to working with us.
Yeah.
And we're just like, What is going on?
Not even.
Why is this like this?
Not even. You guys.
I think
you guys are cool.
I think sometimes Nick might get a little pissed off at us sometimes.
Not even for what?
Barking out.
No.
For
what? Tell me. Let's get it all out on the open now that we're on the air.
You're getting it all aggro.
Not even.
Well, because you go, hey, man, was it a good job? I said, hey, man, you're doing a good job, man. But then sometimes I'm afraid to tell you something.
Why?
Because you'll be like, oh, man, I'm not doing a good job. Oh, my God. You seem to get flustered.
Nah, that's just my personality. I guess I'm doing all right for the 3 months
I've
been here.
It's because Chickster, right? Because Chickster said something. Chickster thought that he hung up the phone. There's a guy. There's this man. He does a show called Chickster's Nest. It's like a wacky show.
What if Chickster's listening right now?
Well, that's okay, Chickster. Well, he must be. He likes listening to more music.
He likes me now, though.
But what happened was this guy, the guy Chickster, was like, I'm going to just say it, Nick. He was
go
like,
for it.
He was like talking to Nick. He's like, oh, okay, Nick, very good job. And I guess we'll talk to you next time. Okay, goodbye. And he did that thing where he didn't hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And then he's all, man, fucking guy's a stoner. He's a fucking stoner. What was he saying? He called you a stoner.
Because that was when our live feed was down for a while. And his daughter called and said, that it was a rebroadcast. Oh, why wasn't he live on the air at the moment? And he called and asked about it. Yeah. And then he was saying stuff.
He didn't know that he didn't hang up the phone.
He thought I tried to sabotage him, I guess. And I didn't purposely have a show over
so
there.
So the point is that Nick is like a little sensitive right now because he wants to do a good, and he is doing a good job. But I mean, like I said, we don't have experience in this shit. You know?
So where are we going to see you guys next?
The 24th is our next show at the Blue Star with Mondo Generator with Nick Oliver from Queens of Stone Age.
All right.
And Black Heart Suja just got signed to TP Records. It's actually a TP Records party at the Blue Star. They're headlining the event. And Fatso Jetson is also playing, and then us. And that's it.
The 24th at the Blue Star, right?
24th of August at the Blue Star.
Hell yeah. And it's just my price. Free, right? I don't have to pay
anything.
Yeah,
it's free, man. It's cheap beer. And then there's a dude out back always grilling food, and these Rice Krispies treats are a little bit special.
With cheese.
All right, cool. Well, hey, you know what? In the final seconds of the show, I want to thank Anesthetic Frank for coming and fucking tearing it up on the More Music Radio Pod. Thank you very much, guys. That was fucking awesome.
Thanks, man.
Dan and Danny Paparazzi, Brosy.
Thank you.
Later on. Thanks, Dan and Nick.
Thank you.
Woo! Time to go pee. I've been holding that for like the last
perfect. Thanks, man. Thank you. Tune in to the Atomo podcast every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com. Atomo.